Prep Sports Now. Welcome. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer here on a Monday afternoon at the LasVegasSun.com offices. We're excited. Full slate of high school basketball ahead of us this week. Seems like a change after all these breaks we've had for finals last week. Christmas break before that for the holidays. Once again, Prep Sports Now, we're presented by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. You can download the podcast on iTunes. Today, biggest thing we're looking forward to ever since the first podcast of the year, we've been talking about Gorman Centennial. Gorman goes to Centennial tomorrow night, Tuesday. And Ray Brewer, what are you looking out for there?
Well, it's for me, it's a game I think that kind of defines the whole season. Is Centennial a state contender, state championship game contender, or is Gorman just going to walk away and walk through the rest of the city? Gorman obviously a little down this year in comparison to past years, and Centennial, its best team in school history, obviously, with the Stanford-committed Allen twins. Are those two players enough to beat Gorman and its youth? Perfect spot tomorrow. The game is at Centennial. The Centennial students will be there in full effect to go crazy. If Centennial could somehow pull out a victory, it'd be Gorman's first loss against a local opponent since 2008. I think the Bulldogs would have some confidence to make it all the way to the state championship game and face Gorman again. Obviously, they'll play later in the year, Case, at Gorman. They'll also play likely in the Sunset Championship game, and then the loser of that game gets to play in the state playing game. We'd assume they'd win and play again in the state championship game. So the one of four games tomorrow night.
Right, and of course, I guess we have to mention in the early going, Centennial coming into the game off of a loss. They played Legacy, I believe, on Saturday. And lost, got upset. So going to be interesting to see how they respond. Like I said, recording on a Monday, Gorman also plays a California team today.
They should be playing right now, maybe.
So they're playing right now. So maybe you can say, I guess we'll have to see how they come into the game. But Centennial should be hungry, not coming into the game on a hot streak or anything. Lost 64-60 to Legacy, who is having a good year, definitely one of the better teams in town, but shouldn't quite be on Centennial's level, you'd think.
Yeah, and Legacy had to rally in the fourth quarter to get the victory. Legacy, arguably, depending on where you think what you think of Arbor and Palo, but one of the top five teams in the Sunset region. In fact, when they played Gorman at the South Point in early January, the game, I think, was 5 or 6 points at halftime. So Legacy, a good team. Not totally shocked that they beat Centennial at home, but they did lose to Cimarron this year. And if you're going to beat Gorman, you need to definitely take care of a Legacy team. Obviously, Gorman, according to our friends on Twitter, was very sloppy in that first half against Legacy. Centennial clearly sloppy Saturday against Legacy. And listen, if Gorman plays its best game, nobody's going to beat them. But if Gorman somehow struggles early and Centennial gets hot with the Allen twins, you would have to think they have a chance. We know that Allen twins are comparable, if not better, than Muhammad and Robothan in the backcourt for Gorman. But I think where Gorman gets its edge is on the wing and on the inside. Nobody's got the size of Zimmerman. Nobody's got the athleticism of Blair and Jeter.
Right. A couple things. I probably shouldn't have said that Legacy is not on the same level of Centennial. Obviously, they are. They won. Do we have the Donovan Gray kid on our team for
next year?
The Halloween thing?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, Donovan Gray is maybe one of their best players at Legacy.
I don't think they played, and I don't think Legacy
okay.
was in the
well,
tournament.
We had a different Donovan then.
Donovan Wright from
right,
DP.
Okay. Well, Donovan Gray is awfully good for Legacy. I wanted to revisit going into this game before the year. This was the one I said Centennial could beat Gorman at home, and I will still stick to that. But when we made our state championship picks, you remember, we were just sitting here at the very end and we kind of spit them out. I never even really got to explain myself. I'm not saying Gorman is not the best team in town. They clearly have the best players, the best talent, but that doesn't always mean you're going to win. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to pick a team that I felt had a shot to pull the upset. Because, I mean, like you said, Gorman, really the only contributor last year that's still there is Rabotham, right? I mean, I guess Rashad Muhammad is like the second or third guy off the bench. They're the best, but I wanted to go with someone different. I felt like Centennial would be a good pick because of the Allen twins. I feel like if they're on, if they're shooting well, they can beat anyone. And I think we've seen that this year. Even though they've lost some games, they did beat Clark, who, if you ask pretty much anyone, has been the second best team in town right now. Maybe I shouldn't have gone with Centennial as my state championship pick. Maybe I should have looked at some other team like Valley with all they have, or even Foothill. I mean, they're on quite a run. But I felt like if I was going to pick against Gorman, this was the team to do it with. And I can't back down now, right? I still got to say Centennial can get hot.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the pick, especially when, for me, it would be tough to pick a team from the Sunrise region to win state. They're going to be there. They're going to be in the four-team tournament, but you don't know what team it's going to be. There's so much parity over there, and I still think on any given night, you know, Valley, Vegas, or Foothill, or maybe even a long shot of Basic, has a chance to win that region. And I definitely don't like Basic.
Basic chances. Is not a long shot. How the hell are they a long shot?
I don't know.
I think they're third most likely right
now. They didn't even make the playoffs last year, Case.
Yeah, look at all they have coming back. Look at all the guys they have.
I know.
You just haven't seen this team, so you like have a grudge against them. I would put them, from what I've seen and following, I think they're the third best team in the Sunrise right now.
Okay.
I have Valley and Foothill better, but
okay.
Well, I mean, they beat Vegas, so it's hard for me to put Vegas ahead of them.
Still, I would rather I'd rather roll the dice and take my chances with Vegas against Centennial than Basic. Either way, somebody's going to get a crack at Gorman in the state championship game. It only takes one night to beat them, and if Centennial could somehow pull it off Tuesday night, you'll be there. If they could create it like, you know, Cameron Indoor Stadium in a Duke game, and if, you know, the Allen twins could get hot, anything could happen.
Did we get robbed by the realignment this year? Because it seems like Clark and Desert Pines might have been the teams that had the best chance to knock them off.
Yeah, I think we did. I you can make the argument that, well, Clark for sure. I mean, Max Preps, which is a computer, has Clark as the state's number one team and Gorman as the number two.
Really? Wow. I mean,
obviously it's a computer. They don't have scouts in every town.
Clark's kind of deep too. They do have
Deontay Jones
and Sir Washington 1-2. That's awfully good. But they're deep. I kind of wish we could have held off a realignment for 1 year in basketball so we could see them challenge.
Well, I mean, and another thing is push comes to shove. I don't care who Gorman's playing. You can make an argument that Clark's Washington and Jones or Desert Pines, Jacobs and Wright or Centennial's Allen twins or even Palo Verde's Winder and Gaynor are better in the backcourt than Gorman. I'll entertain that argument all day, and I might not dispute it with you, but nobody has the length or the size of Gorman on the inside, and nobody has the bench of Gorman to do it. The tournament is, you know, the region tournament, you play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. The state tournament, you play Thursday, Friday. You got to have some horses. You just can't ride two kids all the way through. And all those teams I mentioned, for the most part, they got the two dogs. They're ready to go. And Gorman has kids that they could bring off the bench. And that's where I think Gorman wins the state championship. It's not as clear-cut and obvious as years past. And if somebody else beside Gorman won, I wouldn't be shocked. It wouldn't be as like, oh, my God, did you see Bishop Mignog beat Gorman? But let me ask you this. Do you like Centennial's chances this year to beat Gorman better than hypothetically Canyon Springs' chances 2 years ago to have beaten Gorman?
See, that's a really, really tough question. I know
that's
you
why
did it on
I
purpose.
Asked it. Yes,
because the thing is, Canyon Springs was a better team. There's no doubt. They lost, I think, one game all year.
But Gorman was also buzzer beaters all the way to get to the state championship.
But you're telling me this Centennial team is better than that state champion Canyon Springs team? I would say no way.
I mean,
not even
team,
close.
That team was. Had to get a buzzer beater to beat Foothill in the Sunrise semis. And remember, they were down by like 8 in the fourth quarter against Sierra Vista, and they rallied to win.
Yeah,
but
Sierra Vista was really good, too.
They were really good.
I would
good.
Take this that Sierra Vista team over this Centennial team, too.
It's just I'm but the I just don't know what you how you factor in the Allen twins, because they're elite defenders. They're like having Justin Hawkins on you from UNLV, the elite defender. It's just how far could they go? Do they create turnovers? What happens if one of them gets hurt or gets in foul trouble? There's just so many variables to answer, and I guess, Case, you're going to get a firsthand look of it tomorrow night.
Right, and that Canyon Springs Gorman game, every time we talk about it, or hypothetically, we just talk about how we were robbed. We wanted to see that game so bad 2 years ago, and it didn't happen. I think this is the first year in high school basketball where the game that I would say is the most hyped doesn't involve Gorman. Because as great as Gorman and Centennial is, I feel like the game we have to see before the end of the year, and we just have to hope so bad there's not an upset as Clark Desert Pines.
I agree with you.
That's the game everyone wants to see for the lower division, right?
The lower
division. I mean, the two teams are like 36-3 combined.
Mm-hmm. And
you went with an upset last week. I got to call you out on this, even though you did better than me on the picks, and they beat Chaparral, I think, by more than 30.
Destroyed Chaparral. Here's my one worry with Clark and Desert Pines, and they both have the same problem, so likely not going to hinder either, but they did a great job, both teams, of scheduling Division I schools throughout the preseason. But they're not getting any better playing Pahrump and Moapa and all the Division I-A schools. How does that help them when they're not going to be able to progress throughout the year? How do they adjust to going from beating teams by 30 and 40 points to being in a close nip-and-tuck game for the first time? Or are they just so confident from, the and-one video they produce against Pahrump that when they get into the playoffs, it's just a continuation?
Yeah, I think it's just a continuation. I don't put anything into that because they're both going through the same thing. So I think it's even. I think that's going to be a great game. You will be there in probably a month or so if it happens. Can't wait to see what happens with that one. But let's get to the picks for this week. Like I said, if we're going for upper division games, I think Gorman Centennial is still the most anticipated. Even though Centennial has lost five games this year, I don't think they've been one of the absolute best teams around. But I think they have potential to get there still. I just feel like I can't back out of what I said earlier. I think they're a bigger underdog than I expected in this spot, but I think I've got to pick Centennial because I dug myself in this hole. I can't stop hearing the end about how I pick Centennial to win state. So if I back down to pick Gorman at Centennial now, I'm going to look foolish.
Yeah, this is the only spot I think Centennial you could argue. If you're putting a line on the game, I think Gorman would be a 2 or a 3.
2 or 3 points?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, just...
I disagree.
This is like UNLV at Colorado State.
No. I would say Gorman like 8 or 9.
Oh, that high. Really?
That's what I would think, but
well,
I could be wrong.
My take on this game is that Gorman's got it circled on its calendar, and I can't remember the last time Gorman was looking forward to playing a local opponent. I think they make a statement and they win big. I have Gorman 77. The Bulldogs of Centennial frustrated with just 59.
All right. I'll take Centennial in a miracle in North Las Vegas.
All I need is a miracle.
All right. We'll go back down to the lower division, which we were talking about before. Cheyenne at Mojave. Two of the better teams other than DP and Clark, from what I understand.
Yeah, the Sunset region of this Division 1A is clearly the best. I think if you ask me for the top five of the Division 1A, it's Clark, DP, Chi-Town, Mojave, and possibly Boulder City, leaving my Cowboys out, by the way. And I think Cheyenne, for as good as Clark has been, I think they could give them a significant playoff fight in the Sunset Championship game. Looking forward to this North Las Vegas rivalry game. I got Cheyenne winning by 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cheyenne. They had a close game with Desert Pines earlier this year. They only lost by like 1. I think they are probably the third best team around there. I will say, I don't know if Boulder City should be on the top 5. I just got to give credit where credit is due. Virgin Valley has a better record than them and beat them last week.
Okay, well, you know more about that league than I do.
Virgin Valley, we're going to put number 5.
All right. Just giving a little love to the Screaming Eagles. Go ahead. Next
Canyon week. Springs at Valley. This is a good one. I've got Valley, though. I think they're playing too well. Canyon Springs, I never know who's – I feel like I don't know when they're – who's injured, who's healthy. I thought they were going to have a better year, but Valley is coming together. I got the Vikings.
I liked Valley a lot after it rallied, erased that big deficit at Vegas in the game I saw. Liked them even more after I found that video online that I shared with you.
That's what I was about to say.
It's all about the ring. Give me the Vikings, baby.
All woo! Right. Vikings all the way. Foothill at Coronado.
Listen, tough spot. We all remember the game last year before the Gorman-Fidley game at Cox that went into two overtimes between Foothill and Coronado. The battle for Horizon Ridge, if you will. Give me the Falcons. I think they're the best team in the region when they hit their threes. And even though Coronado is going to be a madhouse, I just don't think the Cougars can match them in the backcourt. Foothill by the slimmest of margins.
Yeah, I thought there was less of a gap between these two teams last year, and that's why it was a great game. I feel like Foothill is it's quite a bit better this year, so I'm going to go Foothill. Palo Verde at Durango.
Palo Verde at Durango. This is one of the last week I had that crazy Shap DP debacle, and here's another game where you got to think Brewer's a little crazy, but Durango is capable. I think Paris Estrada defensively could handle Winder slash Gainer, and I think maybe Palo Verde knows they got a big game with Arbor at home on Friday. Maybe they overlooked the Trailblazers. Surprise, surprise, upset of the week, Durango 59, Palo Verde 58.
Yeah, maybe I'm a hypocrite because I think I picked Durango in upsets two other times this year, and I was saying they were underrated. They've just never come through for me, and I can't bear to pick them again. I think Palo Verde is the better team. I'm going to take Palo, and we will move to Friday's slate of games where we start with Green Valley Instigator Nation welcoming the Las Vegas Wildcats.
And Las Vegas won last year at Green Valley, but that was before Green Valley got super hot. The Gator Gym, just a real tough place to play. Vegas showed it has some flaws. And I think the film's out. If Green Valley could pressure Vegas's backcourt, they're not that sturdy at the guard spot. And I think Green Valley could ride the wave of its home crowd, pull off a victory. I rarely pick against Vegas. I'm doing it this week. GV, baby, do you hear me? 71-67.
I don't see where you're coming from with this one. I don't like Green Valley in this matchup. I think Vegas is still really dangerous. I think they're going to get hot here and roll off a few wins in a row. Starting here at Green Valley, I'm going with the Las Vegas Wildcats. Next game, Arborview at Palo Verde. I love this Arborview team, yet I've picked against them in the picks like every week for some reason. I want to do it again here because the game was so close the first one I was there, but I'm not going to do it. I'm giving Arborview some respect for once. They didn't beat Palo Verde for like almost 10 years, and now I think they're going to beat them twice in the same season.
I agree with you as well. I think Arborview is in. Palo Verde is out. Football and basketball. Give me those Aggies.
All right. El Dorado at Foothill.
Listen, tough week for Foothill. If they come out of this 2-0, I think we could call them the Sunrise's best team. I love the Billingsley kid at El Dorado, and I think that El Dorado's athleticism could be a problem for Foothill. The Crisanto kid's been injured. We don't know if he'll play or if he's going to come back. And with a shooting team like Foothill, if they're cold, then they're in trouble. I still like the Falcons, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Sun Devils beat them. 68-60.
I think Foothill is going 1-1 this week either way. I'm just hoping I picked the right win and loss, which maybe I didn't because I'm picking against them at home. But El Dorado, let me tell you what to do right now. Get a hand in Austin Starr's face. Do not give him open looks from three, and then you have a good chance. Defend Austin Starr, and you have a chance. That's my bottom line. I'm going to pick El Dorado in the upset here. We will stick in Henderson for Basic at Liberty.
Basic at Liberty. Listen, Case loves Basic. I love him against Liberty. I think that Liberty has just a hard time putting the ball in the bucket. Give me the Wolfpack by double digits.
Yeah, Liberty, rough season, 6-13. Basic, 12-4. Best record other than Foothill and the whole Sunrise, yet still can't get any respect from Ray Brewer. Maybe after they beat Liberty by 25, you'll start to like them. I got Basic.
Listen, folks, well, we're going to be out at a lot of games this week. Follow us on Twitter for some updates, at Case Kiefer, at Ray Brewer 21. We'll be back next Monday breaking down all the action.